Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr. Thank you for joining us for this month's Vision Impartation Call. We're going to do it a little different this morning. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to get Apostle on the line. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you for the apostolic. Father, we pray that you touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits so that we can hear what you're trying to reveal to us. Thank you for every minister that is represented on this call. Thank you for Apostle Thompson and his anointing and his leadership. May you continue to increase him so that we may increase along with him. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, I'm going to go to work.
Yes, sir.
We're going to deal with the changes in leadership structure as we am to permit the Holy Spirit to take us into apostolic prophetic session with the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. So there's some things I'm going to talk about. I'm traveling now. I got a beautiful chauffeur. We didn't get back in time, so I'm traveling on the interstate. You might hear a little noise. But number one, in this change we have to make, the environment and culture in which we are called to minister is rapidly changing. In other words, the routine, the regular, the normal, the traditional patterns cannot withstand the call that we have on our life from an apostolic, governmental, and prophetic point of view. So I'm going to deal with some things, but I want you to know that it's a rapid change that cannot be made unless Ephesians 4:11 is in place, that we're united together with the different gifts, different anointing, different wisdom that God has given us, and following what protocol. So number two, in this changing environment, there's a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. Now, I would ask you all not to waste my time and not to waste your time to become familiar or formulate ideas when I'm ministering to you, because the structure that I'm dealing with will call for change. And so we're going to be proud about it, but it's desperately needed because everything changing around us. And you remember the Lord Jesus said, I'm the Lord, and Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. Well, the church has stepped from that pattern. We've got to get back to it. So here's another statement that I think is profound at this moment. It needs a leadership that cannot be dominated and fashioned by their environment. So I want you to get those two words, dominated and fashioned, because most of the body of Christ is dominated by the world system, and they're now being fashioned by the world system, the way they carry themselves, how they run their services. They're trying to modernize Jesus. We can't modernize Jesus because Jesus don't change season. So what we have to do is focus on being like he is and he always will be. But the two word is, if we don't change, we don't get this apostolic government and this prophetic vision going, we're going to be dominated and we're going to be fashioned. I see it every day. The church fashioned by the world system. They call it, there's a word they use that have been contaminated. They call it contemporary. You know, being contemporary or being modernized. Actually, but it brings us to a position of being victimized and invalidated in the spirit realm, and we can't let that happen. So I want you to watch what's going on around you. Watch what's trying to dominate you from functioning as God wants you to function. May the Holy Spirit give you a keen concept on that. and they will operate in discernment along that line from the inside, and that we're not going to try to modernize revelation, manifestation, or demonstration. We're going to let it flow as the Holy Ghost wanted to flow. The next thing, the men and women we're talking about, we must not be product of that kind of environment of domination and fashion. Now listen, but vessels made and fashioned by God's grace and power. In your prayer time, you know, we want God's grace and his power to flow through us. Now we know we came into a snare because men start talking about the gospel of grace improperly. And I found out that what they were trying to do is preach the gospel of grace without the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is where we have to deny ourselves and let the kingdom that is within us flow in the right dimension. So we all need to be made and fashioned by God's grace and power. I'm talking a little fast. I'm talking about a lot of things, but you can catch you write a word or two. I might emphasize a word or two. You write them down, then the Holy Spirit will teach you a whole lot more about it. This emerging leadership we're talking about, now watch what he says, are renewed with kingdom thought patterns there is plural. We must be renewed with kingdom thought patterns. In other words, as we seek the kingdom of God first, Matthew 6:33 and his righteousness, all these thoughts and all these revelations, all these insights we need to handle our leadership, if you're a pastor, you're an evangelist, to handle our leadership, now we need the thought pattern of the kingdom. What are the greatest thought patterns that ever will exist? So in other words, the system, psychology, science, academic, cannot come up with better thought pattern than the kingdom. As long as we stick with the kingdom thought pattern, we will be effective leaders. When we begin to neutralize, or even to the word sterilize, the kingdom pattern, then we're going to have to function and fight normally. And we're not going to let that happen. Okay? So kingdom, renew a kingdom thought pattern. You put that in your notes. The next one is the kingdom concepts, plural, and value are their source of strength for daily living. In other words, kingdom concepts and kingdom pattern will cause apostolic leaders, prophetic leaders, pastoral leaders, teacher leaders, evangelist leaders to be operating and functioning from a level that cannot be denied. Now, I've seen a lot of this in my lifetime. I've seen it both ways. I've seen men stick with it, men and women who stick with it, and I've seen men and women who compromise and generalize, and it's a big difference. Listen very carefully to this next statement. This type of leadership we're talking about this morning draws spiritual resources from heaven, number one. Number two, and live by God's grace. Number three, breaking the limitation of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. Now, that's worth going over again, because I want you to catch that. When we're operating in kingdom pattern and we're operating in kingdom concept and kingdom values, we're able to now function in apostolic government with a heaven continuously open over what we do, what we say in our leadership. Now, get this one. This type of leadership we're talking about draws spiritual resources from heaven. Number one. Number two, live by God's grace. And you know, all of you all know the exchangeable word and phrase here that will excite you. Living by God's favor. we need to, by God, we need to live by God's favor at this time, or live in God's favor, or be surrounded by the shield of favor. Okay? Now, this, all of us have this limitation. Breaking the limitation of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. Those limitations, what I'm training you on now, will break those limitations. There's no limit to God. Why limit the Holy One of Israel? And a lot of time I see ministers get stuck and they're living in limitation. And that's why I minister and impart to you all like I do and ask God's direction how to minister to those in whom you have put under my care. We really need, now when I was following my spiritual father, I saw something he did. He was spotted after Smith Wigglesworth, and I think it was F. Barwood. And he would take his anointing and take that material and work it out. And so I did it behind him, and I did it behind Fred Price. And it all worked out fine. I mean, I would sometimes preach with a book in a pan to make sure I get the emphasis of what they were saying, because they were working in their line. And I need those who followed me to take the pattern, take the provision, like this impartation. Don't take it lightly. You know, don't go home and eat a bowl of soup and forget about it. It's powerful. It's working. And I must see changes in everybody who follows me, or I'm going to be questioning why you're not improving. Why things are not changing? Because I know it works. God gave me the opportunity to work in the middle of nowhere. All of y'all know that. You've been here. And it worked. So God put you under my leadership for a reason. And I spent a lot of time getting ready to prepare to minister to you. Now, here's a shifting. So shifting, drifting, and lifting. Now, if the shift comes and you drift, you're going to miss the lift. I got that, Holy Ghost. I'm about to shift here. In my notes, I'm about to shift. There's a shifting, and you might think it's normal. You know, you might think it's an organizational structure we're going through. No, it's something God doing in the whole world. He has chose you to be a part of it, but you're going to have to functionally change as the Spirit reveals things to you. Here's a shift. The type of leadership we're talking about, the type of anointing, their style of leadership anointing centered on the prophetic, apostolic, and pastoral. It actually should be the apostolic, the prophetic, and the pastoral, as Ephesians 4:11 line it up. They are prophetic. All right. They are apostolic in teaching, functioning, and in church government. Get that. They are apostolic in teaching, function, and in church government. Now, I have some pastors under me still trying to function as a pastor. But you need to take note of what you're being taught and step out into the apostolic covering and function as an apostle with a pastoral calling. See, if you don't, I have some that take my messages and preach them. That's fine, because we're connected. We're one. If it works, it produces. Build yourself up in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, get it on the inside of you, and release it in power, and it'll work. So they are apostolic in teaching. Now, I've been apostolic in teaching way before I announced the calling of being an apostle. I didn't know what it was. In function and in church government. So three things: teaching, functioning, and governing. Come on, now get it. Teaching, functioning, and governing, apostolic, with the backup of the supernatural open heaven that is open to the apostolic at first, as the first minister gift, to be passed on to all the other gifts. They are prophetic. I hear where you're prophetic in perspective and in purpose. You're prophetic in perspective and in purpose. All right, let's go to the pastor. They are pastoral in their dealing with the needs of men and in their compassion of the soul of men. They are evangelistic. Catch a hold of that. I'm going to go a little further. Been about 16 minutes. Let's go a little further. The reason for the paradigm shift in leadership. Well, everything changed around you. I mean, you get that. And then what we need to go back to is to keep the master, keep the Lord, Jesus, as the forerunner to lead us. Keep the Lord Jesus as the forerunner to lead us. Jesus as our forerunner. In this environment, in this atmosphere, in this generation we live in, and in this prophetic, apostolic, and prophetic setting, I say real reverently for myself, and you can speak for yourself, we have not walked this way before. I'm speaking for Leroy now, where I have really, the thing that the Lord is showing us now, I haven't walked in this way before, both the negative and the positive. When I say the negative, is how that generation is being swept and how we need to be strong enough to lead them in the right direction. So the future is evolving so quickly that it will take a perceptive leadership to keep abreast with its changes and find an apostolic strategy to be effective in. Get that now. Apostolic strategy. In other words, back to Ephesians 4:11, then 10, 12, 13, 14, on down the line, we'll prepare people to function as apostolic believers. Now, I know the word apostolic is being used a lot, but I know it's so important that we make this proper shift, not just by title. And don't think the apostle, one who ran the title of apostle, is the only one can function in it. No, it's a pass on. It's a connection. It's the oneness of the kingdom of God, but how the Lord designed it to function. Only one thing is certain: God had been there in the future, and He knows what it will be like. All right. Those who know Him and walk with Him are qualified to lead this generation. Now, you know, Jesus stood in all five offices. Jesus was operating as an apostle, prophet, going down the line, you see what I'm saying? And so we have to operate just like Jesus. I'm making a statement now because it's going to shift a lot of your ministry. If you, in your prayer time, keep your eyes open, keep your mind open. We need to be guided in the battle. You just can't go in this type of battle we're dealing with now. There's a disrespect and a dishonor, and only the supernatural miracle, sign, revelation, demonstration, manifestation will bring it back to know that the church, Zion, God had designed to replace. I'm saying this reverently, but Jesus put the church in His place. We're supposed to be functioning just like He functioned when He was on earth. In other words, the authority that Jesus had while He was here on earth, He passed it on first to church leaders, and church leaders had passed it on to the church. And we cannot have a regular time. We have to operate through revelation. We have to spend time in prayer. We have to spend time and not just studying for an outline. We must spend time not just studying for ministering, but in the process being ministered to. Stand in His presence at all times. or we need to be God in the battle. The heat of the battle is intensifying. I mean, they're getting further away. They want to accept things. They want to accept homosexuality. They want to accept a lot of commonplace things in the church, a lot of sin in the church. They want to wrap it all together. So it's going to get more intensified, because Scripture says in the last days, it'll be evil days. It talks about familiar spirit. It talks about seducing spirit. You go ahead, Hunter. Got it. Seducing spirit. And talking about, I'm standing in the car, so I told you, go ahead. I got such a good flow here, I don't want to leave my seat. Seducing spirit, familiar spirit. We got to know how to deal with all of those types, because, like I say, for a familiar spirit, it gets familiar with you. I mean, it knows how you operate, but you got to be in tune to the Holy Ghost at all times to be able to discern what's going on around you. The demonic onslaughts on the Christian church are getting more pronounced. So we have to know how to deal with demons. And as we speak from this apostolic prophetic point of view down through the pastoral, the ministry gifts, as we function together, we cannot be denied. We need a strong leadership that is able to stand in the heat of the battle and wage a good warfare of faith. Warfare of faith, get that? Warfare of faith means that you're not moved just by what you see naturally. You're moved by what you believe. And leaders got to be in that position, and they got to have a word in due season. Like we're dealing with health now. I'm going to deal with the nice stopping health rape. I was praying in tongues, and the Spirit of God revealed to me that we've been raped of health, trying to deal with healing. And so I will minister tonight how to stop health rape. That's not normal. That's not a normal subject. I mean, you probably won't find it. But that's the way what the Lord is doing with me. That's the way he want to deal with you. The normal pattern will not work anymore. You have to have fresh insight, fresh anointing from God. We need to learn how to build in the spirit and effectively pull down the strongholds of the enemy. And the only way you're going to do that is by spending time in prayer, paying attention when you're being ministered to as you're being ministered to. We need the power to discern demonic activity. The wave of deception, manipulation, and witchcraft has already infiltrated the church life and government. Oh, my God. Listen to this. Listen to this, son and daughter. Listen to this. The wave of deception, manipulation, and witchcraft has already infiltrated the church life and government. Notice that. The church life and government. Because if government is all, the life is all, and the demon have more power. We are chosen. Isn't that the word we? We are chosen as men and women of God. Every one of you are on this line. We are chosen by God to wear an anointing, to function in a revelation, to function in demonstration of the Spirit, at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Not by no just eloquent speech. But we got to recognize that it's finding my brother to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what we're talking about. And we're talking about this witchcraft, manipulation in church life and government. That's what I want to define. Church life and government. When the government is all based, the life of the church or the life of the members in your church, your pastor, they're going to be all based. If you're not walking in success, they're not going to walk in success. If you stuck in a hole for 50 years, they're going to be stuck in a hole for 50 years. So the Lord have assigned me in your life to break the normal pattern and take I can't out your vocabulary and stop looking at what somebody else doing and do your work, you know, and there are some things. A lot of changes have to be made. I watch it. in the churches. There's a lot of change. Change has got to be made. I mean, we're at a new dimension now. I mean, I'm changing all the time. We're life changing. And don't worry about people leaving. Some people can't take the change. But, you know, remember getting an army? Huh? Well, God will supply every need you need if you do what he tells you to do. You don't want to run people off, but by the same token, you don't want to run the Holy Ghost off. So you got to stick with it, all right? Church splits. Listen at this. Liberalism and disunity have taken away the spiritual strength of many churches. Church split, they're so liberal and disunity. I mean, from the leader should supposed to hold everybody in singleness of purpose. You're wearing that anointing for that. That's why God placed you there. Any group need a leader. Now, here's the biggie. You got to deal with this. The rising of men and women who refuse change and who will resist change in the church and has become an increasingly important issue. You're going to have challenges. People who want to remain in the same way. I mean, like the two messages we're dealing with now, wealth and health. The church is far off in those areas, and these are not no popular subject at large to a traditional bodies of believers all over the world, but that's matters are different. If we're going to get back in place, we're going to have to function as we are designed to function and as the revelation comes forth. But there are going to be those. And you got them in your churches. And we travel in ministry. One of the reasons I had to come out and I mostly minister in my sons and daughters' churches is because they wasn't ready for me. They're calling and writing letters now, but they're still not ready. So the Lord, the accommodation and consolidation is why the Lord had LTMA set up the way it is. I can go in a city and output what God had put in me apostolically, put it in that pastor, put it in that church, put it in that area, and those who are following me get a hold of it also. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. So if you hear the word I, every time you hear the word I with me, I'm talking about what he's doing through me. Okay? Now, these resistors, I'll go a little longer, almost 1 minute from a half hour. These resistors are not allowing the church to move into the prophetic and apostolic dimension, which God is releasing and restoring today. See that? See, they're going to fight it. Some of them get a little afraid. You're following Apostle Tom, Dr. Oh, yeah. All they think about is money, what they don't have. They don't understand what God's trying to stir up to them. I mean, help break. I mean, you don't read that in the book. Help rape. Help need to be restored to the body of Christ. And I tried to back off, but a medical doctor encouraged me. He texted me some long texts about just like God called me to teach on money or teach on wealth, he's calling me to teach on health. Well, that's apostolic calling, but when he called me to do something, those who follow me, the call is on the LTMA. And so you'll need to start praying about that. These resistors are not allowing the church to move into the prophetic and apostolic dimension, which God is releasing and restoring today. So one of the biggest battles I've seen in my life is the position deacons had put themselves in to control the pastor and control the church. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all been out there long enough. I had to come through. I had to uproot the deacons. The wrong kind of deacon. If you got a right kind of deacon, I think some of my men serving deacon pattern now. Some of my women serving deaconess pattern now in the church. They're just not wearing the collar, but they got the honor, they got the respect, they have the rapport for it. But it was brought out of order. To bring it back prophetically, to bring it back apostolically, you have to deal with those resistors because they don't position themselves to control the vision. And the vision cannot be controlled without the consent of the visionary. The visionary knows he's hearing from God. It's God's vision, and he got ranks and orders in it. All right. I might go into one or two more. Here's another important factor. When the scripture says, well, it talks about righteousness being a force. Righteousness. Now, Jesus Christ is our righteousness. It's not in, so much in your right doing, but you can walk in that righteousness and do things right. We need to stand up in righteousness. So if you're not standing up in righteousness, you're not going to have no power. The time we are living in is a specific time of separation and judgment. See, and as you live in righteousness, you don't have no problem with it because the word gone. If the word rightly divided, you know, you should study to show yourself proven to God, a workman needs not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth, then you go to Hebrews 4:12. See, if the word is rightly divided, the word will rightly divide the ministry, the people, the situation, or whatever it is. So, it is pointed out that God is bringing a time of repentance and cleansing within his temple. I cannot emphasize that enough. I know you're mature men and women, but every now and then I want to mention the word sanctification. I want to mention the word holiness. I want to mention the word being pure. And then as soon as you hear it come out of my mouth, if there are any interruptions of this in your life, go to your prayer closet. Cry out to God. Get direction. But don't try to function under judgment. You're supposed to be functioning under righteousness. There's no condemnation. Them who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. You need that sanctification of 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You need Romans 12:1-3 in your life at all times. You need Hebrews 4:12 in your life at all times. Be quick to repent and let God purify and cleanse you. In Malachi 3:3, you might look at that. He is purifying the sons of Levi. The spiritual leadership who will bear the ark, A-R-K, of the covenant and who would minister unto him. See, there's a cleansing and a subsequent separation that is coming within the church. There's a cleansing coming. Now I can't afford you to be swept out in that cleansing. And that's why I emphasize to you, as your leader, if I'm not going to walk before you in cleanliness, I'll just resign until y'all get another leader. That cleansing is so important. There's a cleansing and subsequent separation that's coming within the church. Those who have been proven, listen, those who have been proven will be promoted. See, those who are prepared and ready will enter into this new dimension of his power and his grace. And that's where I want you, as sons and daughters. I don't want you throwing your years up at me because we've never been, this is a path we never had traveled before. I have extensively looked out on the horizon of the traveling that I've done over the years, and I've watched different men and women stand in certain positions. But I'm telling you what God is doing now is a purging and a cleansing and a separation, because I believe that we're living in the last days. The way you say men were lovers of themselves, become even evil. And so we have to set a pattern for those people who we're leading and walk under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit. We need to prepare for God's invasion. I want you to get that word invasion. I say to him right now, God, invade me. Invade my ministry. Invade my family. Invade everything that needs to be invaded. You want that presence of God with you at all times. It's so important that we function in that presence of God. So to do that, listen very carefully, a new wave of supernatural power is soon going to be seen manifested in the church. A new wave of supernatural power. The power of God will be released through the revelation and power gift in the most unprecedented way. Let me tell you one or two things on that, and then I'll close. A long 40 minutes. This is closer than long term. Number one, a supernatural sign and wonders. Supernatural signs and wonders are going to break forth in the life of the congregation. Hallelujah. Number two, a new dimension of spiritual phenomena breaking into the experiences of the church. And number three, it will be more than just a physical manifestation of heightened anointing or the consciousness and conviction of sin. It will be an awesome manifestation of God's presence in his people and in church gatherings. The leadership must be able to handle the changing world environment, learn to face the reality of the vicious spiritual battle that's already raging. Oh, no. Rise above the spirit of control, manipulation, and witchcraft, which are raging within the church to cripple it forward momentum. I gotta finish this. Be separated to fulfill a high calling of their ministry. Be found faithful in little. Will be set in charge of many cities. Have the governmental anointing released upon them. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the honor and faithfulness of these on the line to be here to receive from the ministry gift that you put in my life. I'm thankful for LTMA. I'm thankful for my leaders who surround me around the world. I thank you, Father, we're about to end a year. We're going into a new year. We're going to step up the pace in LTMA. I want to see changes. I want to see manifestation. I want to see demonstration. I want to see promotion. So help us as we have this last impartation of this year. We're going into a new year. This is, Father, this is a powerful impartation. I feel it all in my bones that some great things are about to happen among us. And we got great things going on now. I hear testimony from some of my sons, some of my daughters. Things are going on now, but I think it's going to get greater. So I bless this impartation spirit, this spirit of discernment, this spirit of being a commander, this spirit of being in divine alignment with your will. I bless every person in the sound of my voice that everything they need in their life, Lord, even this ministry this morning will call it into existence. And any odd feeling, any malfunctioning, may the power of the Holy Ghost flood LTMA that we are one and we have an assignment from you. It's not a normal assignment, but by the pushing of the Holy Spirit, the ministry gift, the fruit of the Spirit, and the gift of the Spirit, we can do this. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Junior.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. You heard me
all right, sir. Have a good one. Yes, sir. I heard you very clear. Yes, sir.
All right.
Absolutely, sir.
This is one of our man impartation here. I feel the fire burning. I feel changes. I feel anointed. I'm sitting in the car, and it looked like somebody got in the car with me. I just so powerful, man. I just want to take a hold of it because I love it so much. I want to get this thing, man. It's not about who's who. It's about him. All right. God bless.